Ye shall receive power. February 23. Resting in Him. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. While you have been walking in meekness and lowliness of heart, a work has been going on for you, a work which only God could do. For it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And that good pleasure is to have you abide in Christ, rest in His love. You must not let anything rob your soul of peace, of restfulness, of the assurance that you are accepted just now. Appropriate every promise. All are yours on condition of your complying with the Lord's prescribed terms. Entire surrender of your ways, which seem so very wise, and taking Christ's ways, is the secret of perfect rest in His love. Giving up one's life to Him means much more than we suppose. We must learn His meekness and lowliness before we realize the fulfillment of the promise, "Ye shall find rest unto your souls." It is by learning the habits of Christ, His meekness, His lowliness, that self becomes transformed. By taking Christ's yoke upon you and then submitting to learn. There is no one who has not much to learn. All must come under training by Jesus Christ. When they fall upon Christ, their own hereditary and cultivated traits of character are taken away as hindrances to their being partakers of the divine nature. When self dies, then Christ lives in the human agent. He abides in Christ, and Christ lives in him. Christ desires all to become his students. He says, "Yield yourselves to my training. Submit your souls unto me. I will not extinguish you, but will work out for you such a character that you shall be transferred from the lower school to the higher grade. Submit all things to me. Let my life, my patience, my long-suffering, my forbearance, my meekness, my lowliness, be worked out in your character as one that abides in me. Then you have the promise not only I will give, but ye shall find rest unto your souls."